Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit back, have a conversation, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around in the back of my head. See if we can't get some talking points going between you, me, and whoever else we decide to sit down and chat with. Have you all heard the story, The Boy Who Cried Wolf? I think we all have. The boy is out tending to his sheep and decides to play a prank on the townspeople. And he runs into town screaming, "Wolf, wolf, wolf, there's a wolf attacking my sheep." And so the townspeople grab their pitchforks and clubs and they run to the field and they see that there's no wolf. And they kind of saunter off and the boy kind of giggles to himself, thinking that was great fun. He fooled everybody. Then a day later, he comes back screaming into town, "Wolf, wolf, wolf, wolf." The townspeople pick up their pitchforks and torches and clubs and they run out to save the herd of sheep again. But there's still no wolf. The boy found this to be just absolute fun. And on the third day, he decided to do it. But this time, there actually was a wolf. And so he ran into town screaming, "There's a wolf eating my sheep. There's a wolf eating my sheep." And the townspeople didn't believe him. "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me." Is that how that saying goes? I'm not too sure. But either way, when we start making these false accusations, these false claims, they defeat the purpose of the actual event that we're trying to need. You know, it's kind of, we shouldn't call fire in a crowded building. People will get hurt, and an absolutely unnecessary ruckus will evolve out of that. We don't need people filing false police reports either. No, I've waited quite some time, obviously, to talk about the Jussie Smollett case. And I know it's not on tape, it's not on paper, but I know when I first heard about it, I first heard the initial thing on the radio, it sounded suspicious to me. I wasn't going to jump to any conclusions because I've been wrong more than once in my life. And there's people that are paid and employed to figure out these things. But just the way it was reported when I first heard about it, I didn't think it was completely legitimate. It had the air of possibility. I'm not going to lie about that. But I feel that it is a boy who cried wolf situation. We can look at it as a means to bring awareness to the situation at hand. We can at some level appreciate that someone was willing to put themselves out there to make their message heard. Messages always don't always come easy to read and understand. They usually come at a cost. But when your message becomes something that you tried to pull the wool over the eyes of the people and you try and stand up against it, it kind of breaks away at your message. Now, when I was kind of researching for today's episode, trying to get some extra ideas, I came across a rather interesting website, fakehatecrimes.org. And you can sit here, and as of me reading this right now, there's 355 individual examples, according to this correlation website. And I've clicked on a few random ones. I've gone a couple pages deep. And not all the links work, so there's less than 355. And some of them are compendiums. They add their updates on previous events. But you start looking through on some of these, and you have Black and Jewish people inscribing or spray painting swastikas on their homes in an attempt to bring an awareness of some sort but blaming it on white supremacists. And no, it was actually the homeowner themselves, the people that lived there. And then they, through the process of researching the crime, investigating the crime, it comes down to that they filed a false police report, something that Jussie Smollett did. And when you start looking at all of these, or I can't say all, but a lot of these, filing a false police report is actually a misdemeanor in most of these cases. And you sit here and you look at Jussie, and he's pretty much getting to walk away. He paid a massive fine in comparison to some of these other ones that I've read. But everybody else on here, again, it's just a misdemeanor. It's just a slap on the wrist in general terms of breaking the law. But I think the problem with Mr. Smollett's situation is we are living in a highly politicized time. And he combined a handful of different derogatory assaults onto himself to expand a huge message. Thank you, dog. And with such a big message, again, in this highly politicized time, it kind of, in a general sense, backfired from what I see. Again, we can sit there and say he got his message out. He got the juices flowing. But if you come across as, you know, out there to fool everybody, no one's going to want to listen to you. No one's going to want to appreciate what you have to say. There will be the diehard supporters and the diehard fans, and that's okay. Everybody needs some of that. Everybody needs some loving. But again, it's the boy who cried wolf. It's not my saying. I've heard it a handful of times that if everything is an 11, nothing is an 11. And that's just to say that, you know, if we're outraged about everything, nothing's worth being outrageous about. And that goes along the goes towards the stories that are smaller in nature and, you know, overblown in the grand scheme of news. But it also diminishes things like this, because this Smollett case was huge. It was a big thing. And then to find out that this actual big thing was actually false, again, was kind of a slap in the face to us, all of us, believers and non-believers. So I don't really have a message for this one. I don't really have a solution, but it's something that we should be aware of. I think we should be, again, informed. I'm a big proponent of informing oneself in one way, shape, form, or another. And that doesn't mean we all go down the collective same path. It's not all that we have to agree with. But again, we have to understand that there are people out there that will, again, try and push the narrative, try and get the masses rallied behind them. And yet at the same time, it could all just be a sham. There could be no wolf out there. But by the time there is a wolf, none of us will believe it. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in again. Thanks for listening. It's a little on the late side, but St. Pauli and Stevie, thank you so much for leaving a review. Thank you everybody else for downloading and listening. That means a bunch to me. I'm Billy Bones, BILLYBON, the number 3S. You find me on Twitter at Billy Bones. I got a website, BillyBones.com, all spelt the same way. You shoot me an email or you join the Discord server, or, like I said, hit me up on Twitter. Questions, comments, love mail, hate mail. You send it all. Let's have a conversation. And if you found any of these episodes that I've already done worth something, the exchange in value I would ask would be share the show. I love you guys. Talk to you next week.
We'll be right back.